Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy New Year's Eve. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We are the Old School Crew for an hour live in effect, 1040 O Street. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. It's New Year's Eve, and it's a little chilly outside, but a lot of stuff going on, a lot of bowl games going on today. Had two Blue Bloods locking it up in what was pretty much a swamp bowl, wasn't it? It's probably a better look for Michigan than Alabama. We'll dive into that. I don't think DeBoer is going anywhere, but also I think there's some chinks in the armor. I mean, that lack of discipline, that lack of toughness is apparent. You got Baylor getting the brakes beat off them right now, courtesy of Mr. Brian Kelly, who has hit the portal like no other in LSU to maybe set the tone. We are past Nebraska's bowl game, and obviously we had Jalen Lloyd jump into the portal. Potentially another guy coming from Kentucky into Nebraska's fold. What that means, what it means for local recruiting, will it change, or is just a byproduct of the day and times of maybe over recruiting locally? And then obviously, changes, happen when the 105 and playing time and all that other stuff. And then got NFL news. Obviously, you had Brock Purdy getting dinged up. Detroit held serve. It's going to be a huge game up there Sunday night football. The Fighting Nick Sainerts against my Vikings, or part of me with the Vikings. And it's just going to be crazy. A team that's going to have 14 wins is going to be the fifth seed and on the road. It's almost like when the Saints went to Seattle and they were 7-9 DP, and Marshawn Lynch had the the historic run.
The Beast Quake.
And, they need to probably change that. But, it is what it is. And got that going on. A lot of stuff going on with college football, too. I mean, when you look at it, our favorite team, DP, cut one of their recent history iconic players to give them a chance to get hooked up in the playoffs. And Ezekiel Elliott was released today, or cut, whatever you want to call it, by the Cowboys. To go find, a chance to, get on a playoff team. And that, give Jerry Jones credit. I'll give him credit for that. We'll just start there. I feel like he last year turned his nose up at Zeke. Zeke had to go to the Patriots. I do think last year Zeke would have helped that team, and it would have ended up better. And then this year is kind of like a little bit of, all right, because they honed right in on him when they could have went somewhere else in free agency. And I think the years passed and there was some bad blood there, and they didn't get the best version of Zeke. And they didn't have anything, to around him either. So wish him the best, even though, since he's released by the Cowboys, we won't hate on him anymore.
No, I can still hate on him.
I like Zeke, though.
I can still hate on him. extremities of Ezekiel Elliott's persona in Dallas. Like, oh, just feed me. And there were too many moments to just go, okay, all right, Zeke. I don't know where you want him to go. Like who is the need of
a power back? I mean, you could. I mean, listen. I'm gonna tell you, man. He has that from a. I'm gonna tell you from a defensive person's perspective. I feel like there's certain running backs that know how to get that third and one. That provide you when you know when he gets at the 1 or 2 yard, it's guaranteed. So I'm thinking like a team like I just mentioned, Detroit, right? Montgomery's out. He's not as explosive as Montgomery, but he provides that power. And he can look.
Zeke, he's good in pass pro.
He's good in pass pro.
He's good in route tree.
He still has, gas in the tank, and he's not going to carry. He's not going to have the David Montgomery 15 to 18 carries. But I'm telling you, he can get you 6 to 8. And I'm telling you, he will fit right in there. And I know for a fact because Dan Campbell coached at some point in time in Dallas. They're both former Cowboys. I know he would respect Coach Campbell. I think he would fit right in there. And it's only for a couple weeks.
I can't root for him until he goes somewhere else.
And he has
to put on another jersey.
And he could go to multiple teams. I mean, in all roster spots is just, it comes into it. He could go to the Vikings because you need an opposite back from Jones. He could go to my Buffalo Bills because you need somebody opposite of Cook. What he's going to do is provide you something when you need to, because right now it's going to come, this playoffs comes down to possessions. If I want to stop Kansas City, I want Patrick Mahomes to have 1 or 2 less possessions. I mean, that's how you're not going to beat Kansas City just showing up and just doing the same, playing the same way that you played them in the regular season. They already told you they're going to beat you. So you got to be able to extend drives, and he's a drive extender. And if you can get to third and short, and I'm telling you, he still's got, if you want somebody running besides in between the tackles and get some tough yards and really punch a hole in the defense, that's the dude you want.
What was missing in Dallas for him?
Well, Dak was missing a true number one who acted like a true number one in CeeDee Lamb. So when he was in Dallas before, he was the bell cow. The NFL changed. And then you got to think Zach Martin was hurt. He's a Hall of Famer. A legit first ballot. I mean, he's a dude, right? Tyrell Smith is gone. And he's a legit dude. Steele is gone. And then their center retired because he had that that disease and he retired. So you got to think the 4 linemen that he had the last time he was in Dallas are all gone. And, now I know they got Smith. They had picked up the really good guard from Tulsa, and they drafted the young dude, Guyton, from Oklahoma, but he's still a rookie. It's just not apples to apples. And so it's a different time. And I think Dallas got off to an extremely slow start, and I think it falls at the feet of Jerry Jones and how they mishandled everybody in that locker room, from Mike McCarthy. Now it seems like you're going to keep him, right, to – you paid Dak late. DeMarcus Lawrence was hurt, but he's pretty much gone because it's his last year. Michael Parsons is up. Zach Martin is actually still up. Bland is up for a con. You got all these guys that are kind of waiting in the wings, and you're asking them to go and dive into it. And DP will tell you, you guys all know, NFL stands for not for long. So why would I overextend myself when I've already done that? So Michael Parsons is outplayed his rookie contract. Bland has definitely outplayed his contract. All these other guys have really outplayed their contracts, and they haven't got paid, all while Jerry Jones, is upgrading his $250 million yacht and doing all that other stuff.
As much as I'm sad to see.
Oh, this is great.
Dallas struggling for a variety of reasons. And it pains my heart to watch them have to make these decisions. I'm struggling.
I'm not. This is great.
I'm not struggling. I'm not struggling at all. I will laugh off air at the struggles of the evil empire.
Well, it's great because the Washington was the Redskins, the football team. Now the Commanders are doing great with Jaden Daniels. The thing I didn't like though, DP, and this is what I want to ask you about. Then I want to dive into Kansas City. because I think there's a little quirkiness there too when you really watch that Pittsburgh game and having 21 or 23 days off. But with Jaden Daniels, the one thing I didn't like was immediately RG3. That's what they were saying on TV. They're, you know what I'm saying?
And I think,
I understand it. I do.
I understand it.
But I don't like it.
Right.
Now, I want your opinion on it.
Right. I understand young, athletic, charismatic leader, black quarterback in Washington, D.C., who rushed for 800-plus yards, had big plays, took them from the bottom of the division to the top, or to the playoffs. All of those moments, those critical moments, RG3 against Minnesota and the moments, right? RG3 against Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jaden Daniels being big play Jaden and doing it with his feet and doing it with the charisma that, quite frankly, he hadn't seen much of. So it's rare when the young guys stand up like that, and DC's had two in what is it, by NFL standards, a short period of time.
Yes.
But I also think that the game has changed enough because of RG3 that Jaden Daniels will have
the benefit.
Yeah, he'll reap the benefit. He also has somebody who can whisper to him and support. Nobody understands what Jaden Daniels was going through in D.C. better than RG3. More than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. And he does. You know what? That's a great point, because RG3 is not – well, he probably is more connected to the franchise now that Daniel Snyder's gone.
Oh, 100%.
But he's definitely connecting in the support, even if from afar, for Jaden Daniels. Mm. The thing that I didn't like was, yes, they ran a couple of the same plays, but you've been running these plays forever, is I think RG3 and Jaden Daniels are completely, in my opinion, different players. I felt like RG3 with his, warp speed.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Was just, it was like Michael Vick, dude.
Was he pre-Lamar?
Yeah, but he didn't have the wiggle. I mean, if RG3 had a half a step, you might as well just run it, strike up the band, and they're hitting it. You know what I mean? That's how fast he was.
Yeah, he's a track guy.
I mean, because you remember, that's really what it was, and he had a great arm. And I felt like, even though I like Mike Shanahan, I felt like the way they used him wasn't fair. I never felt like RG3 was ever going to be able to flourish in Washington to the maximum because they drafted Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Because you don't draft somebody like in number two or number three. I don't care who's there. You don't draft Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, you could burn RG3 because you had Kirk there. And not for nothing, but young Kirk was very similar to RG3 in how they ran the system and how they ran that offense.
Right, because he was more athletic. But right. But in the same year, they drafted RG3 and then drafted Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. You're not turning the keys over to that dude. They're like, it's like essentially, I'll let you run the show, but I really want this dude here. That's why I think it's completely different.
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels' style is different. He has a little bit of Gumby to him. I mean, he's taking the most hits per capita that looks like he's half dead, and he just gets up and going. And I think he's more of a accomplished passer based on where he came from,
yeah.
Right? Meaning Brian Kelly, different route tree, different time. But, you know, look, I mean, let's also pump the brakes a little. He is a rookie. Nobody's been able to study him, so we'll see what we're saying in another year's time and see, hopefully he's still being very successful. More importantly, though, I want to talk about the Chiefs, though. Obviously, Terry Bradshaw, who definitely doesn't, you know, hold back with his thoughts. He was definitely came out and said the Chiefs won't win three in a row because the Chiefs have not been able to blow people out. When I watched that game against Pittsburgh, I saw a team playing a little bit more desperate than they needed to. Meaning this is that I felt like they knew that if they needed to overextend themselves for this game, because it's a rivalry game coming this weekend. So they get it almost another week off. The thing that worries me about the Chiefs is in the past, if Tyreek Hill was a little banged up, it was Kelce overload. It seems to this point with an offensive line, even though they hold egregiously, they don't even look to him.
Yeah, they I've never seen an offensive line with their arms around
74. And you can call holding every single play. You could probably call defensive pass interference almost technically every play. But he just does it. Yeah. Well, first of all, he don't line up on the line of scrimmage. That's number one. And then number two, he's bear hugging you.
He's full collar and elbow, right. Pro wrestling. I'm going to get my hands
he's
up.
He's in golf. Yep. You're right. He's like when they – remember in pro wrestling DP when they would just lock up? That's what he is. But the thing that's interesting to me, and when you really looked into Kelce and Mahomes – after the game is different. And when you watch I watched six games from start to finish with the Chiefs. They don't look to him anymore at all. I mean, he still is doing decent, but I always look at back to even last year when they went to Baltimore, he went 11. It's just in a little bit over a year's time. He went 11 for 11. And literally those two just played, hey, pitch and catch, we're going to go up and down O Street. That's all they did for four quarters. And a year later, when you need them the most, right, because young receiver was going to get suspended and he's out for the year. Worthy was learning how to play receiver. Hollywood was hurt he got hurt in preseason. And then it was kind of a, you know, oh, we're going to get Noah Gray going and all that. Well, normally, it's Travis Kelce time. And now it's like we're trying to do everything else besides it. And what worries me is now I'm sure they got 3 weeks to self-scout is when you haven't done it for so long, that's just who you are. Because it was different between this year and last year. As you saw about the last third of the season, it was like, all right, we're going to start playing. And Travis, Kelce, and Mahomes took off, which then essentially was a – you know, obviously the cream on the top was that Baltimore game, which led to the Super Bowl. And it was just, you know, all right, this is just how they do it. This year, more than anything, even though the defense is better, that right there was worries me. Because when Kansas City will get under, they will face friction for longer periods of time than they have in the regular season. Even Pittsburgh, they'll face more friction. You don't have, you just spent a whole season without the featuring the well, some people could argue that he's one of the greatest tight ends of all time. You just can't make that up at 30 some years old with Travis Kelce. He has to be a guy like you saw last year that you got to start ramping him up. And they just said, you know, we're just going to keep you we're going to let you get your 1,000 catches, but we're still going to keep you on the side there. That's the chink in the armor that I see more than anything with Kansas City, because in order to win those games in the playoffs, you know, and I'll give you an example. When Kansas City was trying to surpass New England and they played, it was preceded by Robert Kraft taking a pit stop, right? The old pit, hey, hold the plane, okay? And I got to fill up with gas right here. What did New England and Brady do? Line Gronk up there to the left and went right down the field. And this was after Gronk had a little bit of injuries, and they were like, is he over the hill? Well, then what happened the last third of the season? And then what happened in the most boringest Super Bowl of all time? Well, the Chiefs have decided not to do that all of a sudden. You backdoor your way in it with Kelce. Now you're trying to go in the front door with Noah Gray? That's who you go to?
Some of it is building tendency for how you're being scouted now and how the Chiefs are making decisions now offensively, I think is different than what it would be in critical playoff situation down a distance.
Or,
right?
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy that ain't there.
Which guy?
Their old offensive coordinator.
True. True. And I think some of that's the perfect marriage existing and not knowing that you were in the perfect marriage for you and what you're trying to accomplish. Bieniemy's missed. Hill is missed. They've got players that are missed.
Yeah.
And they've got pieces that are missed. But I'm not sure that those missing pieces will outlast 15. Yeah, like in my head, 15 is just going, like he's saving Kelce just enough that you lean towards somebody else tendency wise. Yeah. And then he and Kelce burn you.
Yeah, that's true. Because I still don't understand how Buffalo didn't cover him with 13 seconds left.
It's always amazing. It's always amazing.
You didn't you gave him a free release and then didn't cover him. Right? It's no different than D Ford every time he takes a shower and he looks at his left foot?
Left foot.
His left foot. He just looks at his toe seat.
Dang.
Damn. That was it. I know we got a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans that listen. I think Kansas, if I had to bet my last dollar, I ain't never gonna bet against 15. But I'm surprised at this point of the season with 21 days off. You know, I mean, that's a long time considering they're probably not going to play much this weekend. That Kelce, you haven't had that game. Like, okay.
But don't you want to put your foot on the neck of the Denver Broncos if you're the Chiefs?
You coach the same.
Right.
And then the conversation is this. If we're talking to Carson Wentz, hey, dude. You know, Shady McCoy just said you're the worst teammate as possible. The other guy just said you don't listen to nobody. This is the perfect time for you to be like Baker Mayfield and make you a whole bunch of money.
So who do we root for Sunday? Chiefs or Broncos?
And we got to go Broncos because of the Raf.
Right? Like, I mean, I'm like,
he's a Raf 6'9". He's grown 6 inches since he got out of high school. You don't want to
know. I had to catch myself. I said, well, Raf's got a lady now.
But you don't want a big man. You don't want a big man. Raf reminds me of Big John Studd. Remember the wrestler?
Yeah.
Or Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No, he's
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He come here with 2x4. He's mad because his Broncos lost. I want to watch out there for it. Thunder Not Collins, you afraid of Raf? If Raf got mad, I'd probably be a little afraid. Because number one, Raf never is mad. Right? So if he's really mad, then it's like, watch out.
Yeah, what have you done?
Yeah.
To upset Raf.
Well, because everybody's going to pay for the 15, 20 years.
He's Andre. Everybody
that can drink a keg of beer. Everybody
knew Andre could go off any moment.
Yeah.
And you just treated him nicely, so he never did.
And doesn't know his strength. Josh and Davey says DeAndre Hopkins has one more run in him. I think that's a good pickup for them, kind of like Amari Cooper. And then Clintonio Johnson said he feels like Kelce's been drawing more double teams. True, but ain't nobody ever been able to stop him. He's been double teamed for the last 6 years. They ain't looking at him. So,
and it's just like a pass rusher too. Yeah, it's great that you're drawing double teams and giving someone else attention, but you don't get double teamed every snap. So when you have a one-on-one, go win it. Go get to the quarterback or go catch the ball.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to ADP.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about this Boise Penn State game.
Yeah.
You got to talk. I know you got to talk me into Boise State, and we're going to talk about them Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
Against the Pius the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on New Year's Eve. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.